Oakland-born Damian Lillard.
Now, what a second season for Damian Lillard.
Last year's Rookie of the Year, an All-Star this year. It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Lillard got it! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
This is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with George Buscarini on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. It's a Tuesday edition of the show. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. We're going to talk about a local event right around the corner on June 4th at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center, Fierce MMA's Justice. And again, tickets are on sale right now at Castle Country Radio and at several other locations. We'll get into the logistics of that in just a second. We've had a few fighters who are scheduled to make an appearance on the card join us on the show. Today, we're going to take it to a completely different perspective. We have a female MMA fighter joining us on the show. First time that we've had that. Joining us right now, Sula Kukuvitakis. She's from Greece, but she grew up in Salt Lake. She trains at Absolute MMA in Salt Lake, and she'll be on the card June 4th going up against Magaly Sanchez. First off, Sula, I really appreciate you taking out the time. I know you're busy training, but pausing to come on the show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so it's interesting to talk to a female in this sport. I'm glad that we have you on the show today because I know it's a completely different perspective. As we continue to evolve our MMA talk here on the show, it seems like the women's circuit is really starting to pick up. It's come a long ways over the past year, year and a half. How long have you been involved in the sport?
I've been training coming up on 3 years now or so.
What was it that got you involved?
You know, I always played sports growing up, and I kind of grew out of it, I guess you could say. And I kind of, one day I hopped on a treadmill, and running a mile was an issue. And I just kind of wanted to get back in shape, so cardio kickboxing sounded like a good idea. It looked like fun. I had a great time doing it, and then honestly just escalated from there.
Now, as you mentioned, you've been doing this for about 3 years now here in the sport, and I mentioned how it has evolved specifically over the past year. I mean, I think if you compare where the field was at to, you know, at this time last year compared to today, leaps and bounds above where it once was. How have you seen it evolve in the 3 years that you've been in it?
I'm definitely seeing more and more girls coming to check out the gym. I think it's a great thing, to be honest with you. I mean, we're not just seeing more girls trying it. We're seeing more girls stepping into cages and rings and getting on the jiu-jitsu mats. And I think, honestly, we're even starting to see female gym owners and trainers as well. So I think we've come a very long way in a very short time. And I also love the fact that when the girls do step into the cage, I think we get the loudest, most rowdiest crowds out of even the guys and the main events. So it just makes me happy to see that people like watching us and respect the time that we put in the gym and like watching us do our thing.
You can tell me if I'm wrong here, but one of my first jobs in radio, I was a play-by-play announcer for a women's college basketball team. So I got really familiar with women's college basketball. And the one thing that stood out to me is fundamentally, they're better than the men at that level. They're better shooters. I think just the fundamentals as far as the game goes, the women are better than the men. When I watch women's MMA, they seem more technical than the men. Is that a fair assessment?
I guess you could say that. I don't want to take anything away from the men. I mean, both my instructors are both men, and I pick up my technique from them. And, you know, but I feel that as a woman, being smaller in general, you kind of have to learn technique a little bit faster to survive during training. So that might be a part of it.
You kind of have to pick up on the technique more than really just relying on your athleticism.
Strength, yeah.
Right. Okay. That totally makes sense. Well, let's talk about your appearance. You're going to be traveling down here to Price. You train at Absolute MMA in Salt Lake. Now, you're from Greece, but you grew up in Salt Lake, and you're going to be appearing on the Justice card again June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. How excited are you to come down to Price and perform in front of a live audience?
I'm totally stoked about it. It's going to be a great night. I have a lot of teammates fighting. We've all been working really, really hard. I'm sure our opponents have all been working really, really hard. I think I've been down to the Fierce Fighting Championship fights before down in Price, and always brings out a great crowd. Price is a fun little town to go to, and I'm really excited.
Our guest right now is Sula Kukuvitakis. She's going to be appearing on the Justice card here again on June 4th. Now, I want to talk about your, I guess we could say, your amateur career in the cage so far. You're 0-1. We'd have to go back to February, right, for your first fight, which resulted in a loss.
Uh-huh.
What'd you learn in that fight? I mean, a second round TKO. I believe, if I read it correctly, you went up against another girl stepping into the cage for the very first time. What'd you take away from that loss?
You know, when I first initially had signed up for that, I hadn't been training MMA very much. I'd been training a lot of kickboxing. But I just wanted to fight, and it was a great experience. I learned that, you know, if you're going to compete in this, you have to be very well-rounded. You can't just be a one-sided fighter. You can't just know just how to punch and kick. You have to have a very solid ground game as well. You have to know how to take people down. If you do get taken down, you have to know what to do from there. And that was kind of my demise in the first fight was, you know, I hadn't been training any jiu-jitsu, any wrestling, anything on the ground at all. And in the end, that's what got me.
So when
that was a hard way to learn a very good lesson.
So when it's official, you actually take that loss, you go back and you kind of think about things. Did it make you instantly want to step back into the cage, or did you have to think about that for a minute?
I knew right away that I wanted to step back in the cage, but really what it pushed me to do was to train a lot harder, to learn. I mean, obviously, nobody likes to lose, but you have to learn from your mistakes. And that's what I took away from it. I was like, hey, you know what? I was back in the gym as soon as I healed up, and I was like, I'm going to get really, really good at jiu-jitsu. I want to learn how to wrestle. I want to learn how to do judo. I want to learn all these things. And it just kind of opened my eyes to a whole new world, the other side, I guess, from striking to grappling.
Let's talk about your opponent, Magaly Sanchez. What do you know about her?
Not a whole lot. I met her at the last FFC fights. She seems really nice. She seems like she trains really hard, and I'm excited that she's excited. I think it's going to be a great night.
Do you try to watch anything on your opponents before you step into the ring, or is it more just worry about what you do?
I just worry about me. That's all I have time to do right now. I work really hard, and I focus on myself, and that's it.
I want to talk a little bit about the sport itself. First off, anytime you talk women's MMA, the first name that people want to bring up is Ronda Rousey. How important has she been to the sport in your mind?
I think she's been very important to the sport, but I don't think that she's been necessarily just, I think people like to focus that she has a lot of hype just because she's a woman. I think she has a lot of hype because she's a good fighter and not because she's just a woman. I think that's something we tend to overlook. People get a lot of hype just because, you know, we're females. Women work just as hard as men do. We're doing the same things on the mat as the guys are. And we're athletes. When it comes right down to it, we're not just girls. We're athletes, just like the guys are.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, when I look at what the excitement that's been built around her, I look at it from a perspective as she's got a great personality, she's very charismatic, and at the same time, she has a great marketing team behind her, and they marketed her and built her up to be some sort of unstoppable force, which obviously she proved that she's not, because once you step into the cage, nobody's unbeatable.
That's right. Losing is part of the game sometimes. Everybody wins and everybody loses.
I want your perspective on this. I have a daughter myself. She's about two and a half years old, and she's already taking an interest in we're big boxing fans in my household. She's taking an interest in boxing already. She loves to put on the boxing gloves. I would never let my daughter step into the ring just because, for one, she's too cute to get punched in the face. But, you know, take a look at even football. We're seeing a generation where we have parents not necessarily letting their kids go out and take trauma to the head. Give me your opinion on that and what you would say to parents who have kids who really want to get involved in a combat or somewhat dangerous physical sport.
You know, I would say to let them train. The number one thing I think that gives back to the kids is that it gives you, martial arts in general gives you kind of a positive influence in your life. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say that they were going down the wrong path in life and then they found martial arts and now they're on the right path in their lives. It gives you a tremendous sense of confidence and self-worth, and you're in a positive environment surrounded by positive people. I know that every time I step into, even on days where, you know, I'm like, I'm really tired, my body hurts, I don't want to do this right now, I might have kind of a bad attitude going into the gym, but I always leave feeling better than I did when I went in. And to give that to a child, I can't even imagine a greater gift. And if one day they grow up and they decide that they want to fight, let them fight. I mean, that's them. You have to be 18 anyways. So, you know.
Yeah, I've always
encourage taken... I encourage every parent to let their kids train.
I've always taken the view, and I've told my wife the same thing. She wants to train to be a boxer. It's fantastic. Now, stepping in the ring, that's a completely different thing, right?
Right.
Well, it's definitely been fun to get your perspective on some things going down. I'm definitely looking forward to watching you step in the cage, Sula, on June 4th. Go ahead and tell the people to make sure they get their tickets and come on out and support this great event.
Yeah, stop by. Any of the fighters on the cards have tickets. If you look on the poster, I know there's a few places down in price that you can purchase tickets as well. I believe they're $30 for general admission and $50 for VIP. Comes with dinner and a drink. It's going to be a great night. I know a lot of the fighters that are fighting, and just be prepared. Everybody's going to give their heart in that cage, and they're going to put on a great show every single last fight.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. Again, tickets on sale here at Castle Country Radio, also at Ricardo's, Squiggy's, Masuda Acupuncture, and also Tougher Gym. Sula, fantastic to get you on the show. Great stuff. Thank you for sharing your perspective, and best of luck on June 4th.
Thank you so much.
We're going to pause for just a second. When we come back, we're going to flip over to the NBA, and we'll bring in another guest here on Drive Time Sports.